Today was day 1083. Everett and I walked all afternoon. No life out there, as usual. Not even the sound of cicadas. The only thing that we could really hear is the sound of our own footsteps. I kept thinking, over and over, if this was the end for us. I mean, it always could be. I didn't ask Everett too many questions today. Then again, even when I do ask something, it's not like I get an answer. I bet it's tiring just looking after me. He doesn't say much, especially when I ask him so many pointless things. Hell, since that day, he hasn't been the same towards me at all. Enough about that, though. Everett said to keep walking along the river, so we did. Do you know how hard it is to keep track of where you're going without a map? Really hard. We saw the top of a large building in the distance. After a couple days of not sleeping and eating, I thought we were lucky to find this place. At least, that's what I thought.
You see that? Look!
I see it. Keep your voice down.
What is it? Can we find food there? Sleep?
We'll figure it out if we move closer. Keep your voice down.
Right. Sorry. Well, from this distance, I think we can...
I'll take care of this thing! Just get behind that tree and don't make another sound! Hurry! Go!
You don't have to hide. I've got no weapons on me. Well, I have a knife, but that doesn't count for much these days, does it?
It's been a while since someone's spoken to us. More so for Everett than me, since my voice is the only one he hears nowadays. I'm not him, so I can't really talk about how he felt when the stranger showed up. But for me... that man just knew the right things to say. His words had such a calming effect on me. It made me feel... safe.
I know you're behind those trees. I mean, come on now, your shadows are showing. You saw that building up ahead, right? It used to be a shopping center back in the day. It's a lot bigger up close, and we've got plenty of food.
What do you mean, we?
We've got a whole community up there, man. They're a really nice group and all. We can talk about it more if you just come out of your hiding spot.
I think we're good right here.
But...
no. How do we know if we can trust this guy, huh? He's got a knife on him.
I can hear you.
You know, you've got guts walking around here with just a knife. Ever thought about those things walking around here? Why are you out here anyway?
Things? Oh, yeah. We haven't seen them in this part of the woods for some time now. They ain't the happiest around water. As for my deal being out here, I'm just patrolling and making sure we don't have any threats is all. I don't really think you two pass as threats. You both look like you could pass out any minute.
Yeah? So you've been watching us?
I'm telling you, man. If you come out of your hiding spot, I promise I'll get you some help back at Haverforth.
Haverforth?
Yeah, the old shopping center over there. You know, the one you were eyeing. We named it Haverforth. The old name was pretty boring, so we got creative and named it ourselves. So, it's been Haverforth to us for as long as we've been there.
And you've got food over there? Could we stay there too?
Absolutely. You and your brother won't have anything to worry about, I guarantee it.
We should go with him.
We don't know this guy, and this place sounds too good to be true. The guy didn't even bother to give us his name.
It's Malcolm.
So, Malcolm from Haverforth, how do we know that when we come out from here that you aren't going to try and stab us and take what we have? How do we know you're not lying about this place?
I ain't got no reason to lie. If you don't trust me, you can carry my knife. She trusts me, though.
That's because you said you had food! Listen, if this Malcolm tries anything, you run as fast as you can back to this spot. Understand?
Okay.
All right, we'll go with you.
There we go. Make sure you watch your step, though. There are still some uprooted trees and branches around this area.
We followed Malcolm to Haverforth, and he was right about everything he said. It was an old shopping mall. I was just happy that we had some place to eat and rest. Neverint wasn't too happy, though. I think he'll get over it eventually.
So here we are. Welcome to my humble abode.
So, how many people live here?
Unfortunately, that's not something I can tell you. Y'all will have to talk to the guy in charge first.
Who the hell are these two? Oh,
a couple of kids. How are we going to feed these guys?
He said not to bring anyone else in. Were you not listening?
I know he did, but these two needed help, though. What do you expect me to do, leave him out there to die?
You don't know what they've come into contact with.
And you can't say the same for anyone else here?
You better watch it, Malcolm.
Look, I'll make sure they talk to him. He can't say no to letting them stay, right?
We don't have enough as it is. You think he's gonna want two more mouths to feed?
I'll make sure they talk to him.
Fine, whatever. It's your funeral. This is all on you. You'd better be careful for a while. They'd better watch their backs, too.
Is everything okay?
Oh yeah, everything's fine. Two things. If you want to stay here, you gotta get two things straight now. One, you didn't know about this place until I found you. Two, if you've done anything bad in the past, from this point on, you're keeping that to yourself.
What do you mean by anything bad?
You know.
I'm not sure I do.
Either way, don't mention either of those two things, and you two will be just fine here. Now, here's what's gonna happen next.
We didn't have time to settle in or anything, because we were taken to an office located deeper inside Haverforth. Malcolm explained to me that it was one of the old bathrooms that was turned into an office for their leader. I think he told me all that to make me feel better, but truth be told, I was scared.
Julianne, when this leader of theirs comes in, let me do the talking, okay?
You think I might say something stupid?
Just let me handle it.
Okay. He sat in silence for a while. Every time I turned to Everett to ask him a question, he would just glare at me and make me face forward again. My stomach was turning in all sorts of ways.
He sure does take his time with these sorts of things. Don't question it. It's best if you do what he says.
I'm getting hungry, though.
Dude, seriously? It's been like 3 hours since lunch. You're fine.
What's your point?
My point? Shut the hell up. He's coming.
So, which one of you idiots thought it was a good idea to let a few more people in. What? You think we got some kind of refugee center going on here?
No, sir. It wasn't a...
Please, relax, man. I know about the name. But that's the topic for another time. So, let's check out these little rascals and see if they're worth keeping alive, shall we?
Well, would you look at what we have here. You guys are a mess! Woohoo! It's a good thing Malcolm scooped you up when he did. There's no way you'd make it another day on your own.
The large man came and stood in the doorway. He had to be the leader. My hands got so clammy. And I was shaking so much the chair was rattling. He smiled at us. Everett wasn't afraid. Or at least he didn't look that way. He looked angry. I guess he had a bad feeling about the man too. Now that I think about it, what really scared me the most was the thought of saying anything wrong. And if I did... could have been sent back out there.
Oh, there. Looks like this one here's got a problem with me already. Don't tell me. You're the reason you got kicked out of your old camp, right? Always giving everyone the stink eye like that.
A camp? We were...
So yeah.
Ah, now that is interesting. Let me guess. Big Bro here told you not to say anything, but since you're the pure, innocent angel of the family, you just couldn't help but let the truth slip. Am I right? Well, that makes this real easy. Jeffrey, take this guy outside.
Got it.
With Everett gone, I realized this was the first time in 3 years that I was alone with a stranger. My stomach was twisting and turning in all sorts of directions, and my chest had this weird, tight feeling. I could barely breathe. Especially with the man so close and looking at me so creepily.
Hey, kid, relax. Nobody here is going to hurt you. We just want to make sure we get the full story out of you guys. Nothing bad is going to happen, all right? Well, just as long as your stories match up. If they don't, that could be really messy. Anyway, so, what's your name, kid?
Julian Mitchell.
Wow, a last name. You still use those? Oh, where are my manners? I guess I haven't really introduced myself yet. My name is Rudy, and this is Haverfirth. More importantly, though, this is my domain. So, little Miss Julie, I'm going to need you to tell me where you came from and how you found this place.
We've been hiding in a root cellar ever since everything started. After our food supply went down, we had to come out and find more, but we were cut off by the monsters outside and...
The monsters? You don't have a name for them yet. Everyone has had a name for them so far. Bogies, trackers, skunks. And you come in here telling me they're just monsters. Come on, Judith. Get a little creative at least. We call them skeeters around here. Short for skin eaters. So, this root cellar you were at, How many people were living there with you?
It's been the two of us.
Just the two of you? After all this time? Yeah. I'm not buying it. Now, Jean, I'll give
it's you... It's Julianne.
Little miss. Do not interrupt me. Is that clear? As I was saying, I'll give you one chance to tell the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So, let's try this again.
It's the truth, I swear! I guess
you're getting thrown out!
No, please! It's the truth!
Rudy dragged me down this long hallway. All I can really remember is screaming and yelling for him to let me go while he dragged me outside. It was getting darker then, and those monsters were howling and hissing outside from afar, but they seemed like they were near me the whole time.
Why won't you listen to me? Please let me go! I'm telling you the truth!
I'm sorry it has to be this way, but I can't allow people from other camps to know about this place. You think I'm sending you back out there? Oh no, it's going down.
Do you think it's Malcolm?
I'm being forced to bring you blankets. And here's food for the two of you. If the blankets are itchy, or if you're allergic to the food, that's not my problem. I owed Malcolm a favor, and this was it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You won't be lasting long here.
What do you mean?
People die all the time. Don't be upset when it happens to you.
What does she mean by that?
Nothing.
But...
It's nothing.